growing our ag industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is the first meeting of the steering committee that's been pulled together to address Governor Haslam's Rural Tennessee Challenge. He asked us to make a set of recommendations, to think strategically, things that are practical, doable, actionable.
Lewis Buck, the former Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture and now heading up a statewide strategic steering committee for Governor Bill Haslam to look at ways Tennessee's ag industry will try to double its cash receipts over the next decade.
When you think about what agriculture and forestry does in rural communities, our multiplier effect, the Commissioner Johnson shared the impact of a dairy farm because they buy a lot of feed and seed, hire a lot of labor. Our dollar turns over 7 or 8 times in the countryside. So not only if we create solutions that help farmers, it helps rural communities.
Well, the Committee of Ag Leaders from across the state has been formed for this task force and have held their first meeting to discuss issues that will help improve the ag industry. Row crop producer Willis Jepson of Robertson County is one of those leaders.
There are a lot of innovative farmers in our state, and if there's any group of people that can accept this challenge to increase output this much, I believe the farmers of the state of Tennessee are more than capable of seeing it through to an end.
Along with production agriculture, the state's forest industry is an important part of the overall economy, and Johnny Hurd is a member of the steering committee, and he works for Haskell & Hughes Lumber Company in Collinwood.
And I'm glad that the governor has decided to focus on rural economics, because the forest industry is extremely important to the rural counties, and especially in Wayne County, forestry-related products are one of the most important employers in the economy in those areas.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.